buy a little box of soda, it's going to cost 75 cents because they find more uses for it.
Yeah.
The more uses for you find for a product, the higher the price is going to go. Per pound or per ounce or per gallon, it's going to go up when you get it and create a demand for it. And once you create a demand for anything, then the price automatically goes up.
What's the part of the tree that grows under the ground?
Roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain roots or vines for medicine?
Oh yeah, that sassafras, that's a bush. You dig them up and then you boil them and make some kind of red, kind of a maroon colored, that's brownish maroon colored tea. And you, in the spring of the year, we used to, my mother used to give us that sassafras tea. It thinned your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And now we go to just get our blood thin. We buy the Coumarin, Coumadin, and all that stuff, which is pretty expensive. And old timers used to just get the old sassafras tea every spring while you drink it. And then, there's another remedy they used to use, sulfur and molasses they used to use for something. I don't know what it was for, but they used to use it.
Would you eat it?
Oh, you'd take it. And you kept going on pretty good just for that little bit of terrible taste you had. And that castor oil is good, but it tastes is pretty potent.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that there's another thing that my family doctor, he's dead now. He was a wonderful man. He used to say if you get a pretty bad cut or abrasion on your skin, if you get some kerosene and put on it, the first thing, and it won't get sore. Well, other doctors said, my God, don't do that. Well, it'll kill you. Well, we used it. My mother cut a big place in her leg one time with a sickle. And we called Dr. Peterson and told him what had happened. He said, well, you got some coal oil around there, kerosene around there. Put some kerosene on it. And he said, then bring her on down here. He says, we told her, it's been about 15 minutes since she cut it. She's over across the street with a sickle cutting some high grass. I don't know if something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a good doctor, and he said, well, shoot, that's one of the old remedies, is one of the best in the world. It's the best antiseptic you can get.
I thought that would hurt so much.
It don't hurt at all. It smarts just a little bit. Like camphor vanique. Camphor vanique is most versatile and most can do for more things than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
You can take camphor vanique and have, your gums will get a sore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your finger and rub a little that away. For just a minute or so, it's going to taste pretty rugged. It's going to have that camphor taste.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be surprised how quick that hurting stops. And on a fever blister, you put that camphor vanique on it, it'll cold sore, they call it. It'll stop that a whole lot quicker than anything you can put on it. Blistex is real good, but it's not as good as camphor vanique. And those things, you can use those things, and they're good. They'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And
talking about fishing, what would you call a small fish you could use for bait?
Well, if you're using salt water, you'd probably use a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using fresh water, you'd probably use a small perch of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty well universal, though, down this part of the country.